Welcome to the mic, Chloe Kemp from Kent. It's time to be frank, it's time to vent. From mental health to parental death, where the humour is dark as she's bereft. There'll be tears and there'll be laughter, and of course there'll be talk about those pyjamas. So pull up a seat, you're in the front row now. Turn down the lights, it's time to get the clow down. Let's get the clow down.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Get the Clow Down with me, Chloe Kent, and today I am joined by Ryan Kent.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know what you sounded like then?
Go on.
Hello, mortal. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Hello, mortal. Anyway, today me and Ryan want to have a little chat about the Glow Mama Awards, because we just went there Saturday night. Tonight's Sunday night, so we're doing a bit of a late night podcast recording. But, well, first of all, Ryan, what did you think? Just throw me out some thoughts, baby.
It was an eye-opener.
It
was an eye-opener, that's for sure. But it was good. I've got to be honest, I was a little bit sceptical before we went. But it was actually really good. It was really good.
Yeah, what do you mean by eye-opener, fam?
Just like, I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, to be honest. But the lady hosting it and the organiser, fair play to them. They pulled that off, and they've been doing it 5 years now. It was really good.
So basically, those that don't know much about the Glow Mama Awards, we turned up there and both Ryan and I didn't know much at all. But when the lady did her speech, her name is Agnes, and she started this 5 years ago, and she's basically a mum of three. And she said that when she had a second child, she felt extremely suicidal. She had very, very poor mental health. She was literally like rock bottom. And as she started trying to sort of claw her way back, she kind of realised that, you know, she wanted to do like some sort of awards, recognition for women, because like mums in particular, because it's so easy for mums to have a baby and then they're kind of just forgotten about. Like they're not Chloe anymore. They're such and such mum. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they like, become they mum of, instead of, they lose their identity because they become a mum.
Yeah, and I think she just thought, you know what, like women, they do battle a lot. I mean, postnatal depression is so common. And I think she just wanted to like really celebrate mums for everything that they do. So it was kind of really about that. So once we learned that, I felt very much like, oh, I feel very, very happy, like really like humbled to be here. Like I could really relate to all these mums up there having this speech about mental health, especially after giving birth to your children, as you know, Riri. We went down a dark road after Master Teddy was born with the post expression. And it was so lovely to be in a room full of people that got it. There was also a lady called, she's Charity Shop Mum. I don't know if that's her Instagram name. I'll have to double check. And she won an award, and you really loved her speech, didn't you?
It was brilliant, yeah. It was just how honest she was in front of so many people she didn't know. And obviously, I know a few of you there knew each other just through social media, but it was, she didn't know probably 95% or higher of that room. Mm-hmm. And she really put herself out there. And she addressed pretty much everything that you would kind of want her to, or would expect someone to address.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned the trolls, she mentioned about her own mental health and how she started from literally just nothing. And she's at the stage where she is now. It was just a really good speech. Really, really good speech.
Yeah, and she kind of ended it with saying that basically this platform that she created for herself has saved her.
Yeah.
Which is so powerful and relatable. I feel so much the same with TikTok. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was bouncing back and doing a lot better. But then when suddenly I was getting noticed on TikTok, I suddenly felt like I had like this direction of it really aligned with what I want to do in my life, which is to write comedy. So when people were laughing at my comedy and enjoying it, it just really felt like some validation for me, and I really felt confident that something was gonna happen.
Yeah.
By the way, this lady's speech, her name is Jennifer Brady. And her name is Charity Shop Girl CSG. She's got about 20k followers, and she 20k. I thought it was just 20 then. And yeah, she had such a lovely speech about how her platform saved her. And I just think that was really lovely. And I posted this video last night. Joe, my category was best TikTok, which is TikTok was only one category. And I posted my video. Joe won it, which thank God she did. But I'll get into that in a minute. And I started receiving a lot of backlash from this video. A lot of people were saying things like, oh my God, is this a TikTok awards? Cringe. But I hope now, if those people that thought those things, now that I've explained a little bit what it was about, I hope they show a little bit more respect towards it, because it definitely doesn't deserve to have anyone be like, oh, cringe, does it?
No, it didn't. And I know it was kind of streamed on, some people streamed it on their lives and things like that. But I've got to admit, I maybe kind of had similar thoughts to that. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Actually being there and seeing it and seeing all these mums just being recognised for what they do.
Yeah.
And I think someone said in one of their speeches, or it was the organiser who said it, or maybe the presenter, I can't remember who, but they said, you know, you can have 1,000, you know, negative comments, but sometimes that one comment, just that one comment that's nice, can really change your whole mood and your whole outlook and perspective on things. And, you know, I know that there was a lot of negative comments about it last night, but maybe if they actually took the time to look at what this lady's doing and why she's doing these awards and think, actually, we're trying to better women because of, you know,
preach.
You know, yeah, but it is, because it, there's still that outlook that men are better than women. There's still that difference in pay for the same job. Equality, you know, it just needs a bit of equality around the world. It's not just us, it's around the world.
Yeah, and then when we got to the Honourable Awards, it was two ladies. Well, I think it was built up of a lot more than two ladies, but these seem to be fronting it. And it was called Five Times More, and basically they're campaigning to understand, research, and hopefully prevent why black women are five times more likely to die in childbirth or 6 weeks after, which I had no idea was a thing.
No.
Until they stood up there and said it. So they won that award because, you know, that's a great cause. You know, they're women, mums, sticking together, trying to find out why they're at risk more than, say, I am. And they're trying to look for the answers and see what they can do to better that going forward. So that absolutely deserves an award and a round of applause. So anyone being negative across social media, I would just say, please just, if you don't know about the award, so look into them before you comment. People are just so quick to assume, aren't they?
And I think as well, what you yourself, Chloe, and everybody else who's listening, needs to realise, be safe in the knowledge that if you have trolls, or you have got people giving you really nasty comments, you're not alone.
No, you're not.
You know, there's everybody out there gets them. I've posted a few videos on TikTok, 8, I think, and I've had horrible comments. I've done 8 videos. Some people have got 800, 8,000 videos out there. So I can only imagine how much they're getting. You're not alone.
Yeah.
They do. These idiots do it to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, more following comes more trolls.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But it's easy for me to sit here and say, but you have really just got to rise above them and just go, do you know what? Fine, I'll move on to the next comment. And if that one's a bad one, okay, not great. But I'll move on to the next one and find a positive one, because that positive one will change. We'll give you a little bit of a lift.
Yeah, because it lowered my little mood. Because I, you know, as you know, I was really anxious about going. I went. I managed to stay. I really loved my dress. I felt really pretty. I had a really lovely evening meeting everybody, and I come away feeling so proud of myself that I was able to go and do this thing and stay there and celebrate. And I felt really empowered when I come away. And then I read comments on pictures and videos of people saying like, oh, I can't believe you'd go to this Chloe. Like, what a sellout. This is commercialized rubbish. How embarrassing. And it really sort of like put a Debbie Downer on the fact that I was so proud of myself for going. And I just think, please, if you don't, just don't comment. If you see something and you're like, oh, not for me, don't like that, that's fine. That's fair enough. You weren't there, so you maybe you don't understand what it's all about, but just scroll on or just shut the fuck up.
It's organised to celebrate mums on social media, and there's no need for people to just come on there and do it. This lady Agnes, she started this from nothing, and it's what I said to you, I think yesterday or this morning, was all awards ceremonies just started from nothing. You know, the Oscars wasn't a thing at one point, the BAFTAs, the Brit Awards even. And someone went, Joe, I think we should organise, you know, we should reward people, for what they're doing. And look at how big they are now. And I'm not saying that this one will get that big, but who's to say it won't?
I don't know.
You know, but the fact that she organised it herself, went to different venues and asked, would you help me? I don't really know how to do this. And she set it up and done it herself. I think it's brilliant, honestly. And anyone who's got anything negative to say about it, just keep your opinions to yourselves.
I was going to say, Angelina Jolie will be there next year for 16 kids. That's how big it's going to be. Right, the one with the most kids award, who's it going to be, Angelina Jolie or Madonna? Do you know what? Good luck to them, because I can't imagine having more than two right now. They're going to have a meltdown.
No, don't. Joe, I did think it was nice, though. It is, you had, like you personally, but I'm sure it happened to other people there as well, is you had people coming up to you that you didn't know, and you couldn't pick them out of a lineup, but they were coming up to you and saying, by the way, I love your content. You're so funny. And you look really nice. They don't know you. They didn't have to do that. But it was really nice to see. Mm. And I'm sure it didn't happen to just you. I'm sure it happened. They were going up to other mums as well. And then you met a few people that live local to us as well. That, you know, come over and spoke to you as well. So it was really nice. It was really, there wasn't that kind of, you think a room full of like 90% of women. It could be that little bit of sniping or bitchiness or the odd like horrible look, and there was none of that at all. It was really nice.
You know, I'm really pleased that we both managed to take part, because as you know, the night before I was in bed at like 3 o'clock with so much anxiety. I mean, I've had my anxiety flares up now and again more than usual, and then sometimes it settles a bit and then it's back again. And do you know what, it's been a little bit tough lately. And I went to bed like 3 o'clock, and I was just obviously laying in bed like, oh, Ryan, I'm too anxious to even not be in bed right now. So how the hell am I going to travel to Kent, then get all glammed up and then travel to London? Like, I just don't think it's going to happen.
But Kent, you did it.
Kent, because I went to my dad's first, guys, in case you're thinking, why'd you go to Kent first? I did it. But it was incredible. It was a really lovely little venue. Nothing too massive at all, was
no,
it?
No.
And I walked in, I would apologise to anyone that I spoke to for the first 20 minutes, because I was like a deer caught in the headlights. Like, we went in and there was so many people packed into this space, so much noise. And this lovely girl, she goes by the name of Milking It Mama on Instagram, who actually, she won an award. She was the first person to come up to me and like, not introduce herself as such, because we spoke a little bit on Instagram because she lives nearby, but we just haven't met yet. And she was like, oh, are you okay? And I must have been, she must have thought to herself, oh, she's not as fun as she's online, because I swear I was just like so overwhelmed that it took me a second. I was just sort of like staring around like, oh, what's going on? And I was trying to answer people, but I remember specifically, and he said specifically, and then everyone would have hated me. But I remember specifically as she was talking to me, I had this little second of freaking out. And it's so weird, because I bet if she listens to this, she probably wouldn't have even noticed. But I know, obviously, because that's how I was feeling. And maybe other people would know, if they have anxiety, you can pick up on things. But I literally wanted just to run out while she was talking to me. It's suddenly, I got all this anxiety and I just wanted to run out the room. But then you know that feeling when you're so anxious, you feel like you won't even make it out the room. So you'll probably just lay on the floor or something. It was like that. But thankfully, I didn't show it. And then when we had a drink or two, kind of got used to the noise and the amount of people in there. I think it settled a little bit more, a lot more, didn't it, I think?
It did, yeah.
Yeah. And I think as well, what the Glow Mama ladies did, that is really cool. They had a lot of music going in between the awards, didn't they? And it kind of kept it a little bit more vibrant and upbeat. So it wasn't like you're sitting in one of those halls and it's dead silent, you know? Yeah. And it's just really dreary and everyone talks and then it's just, you're just sitting there. Like, there's loads of award ceremonies like that. The Oscars is a little bit like that, isn't it? Like, it's very quiet and...
Can't say I watch them, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few that I like. It was the other one that I watched recently and it was so... Oh, the Comedy Awards, which is actually one of my favourite all-time awards. But fuck me on the award.
Yeah, that wasn't... for a Comedy Awards, it wasn't that great.
It was fucking awful. It was so bad. They bought the two birds back from Smack the Pony. I haven't seen that since the 90s. I was about 7.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'm 33 now, and I thought, fuck me, I didn't even know they were still alive. They're like, you won't believe it, guys. You've got the girls from Smack the Pony. I'm like, well, how much are they getting paid? Honestly. it was crap. But no, the Glow Mama, I love that they did keep it really vibrant. They was banging out some good music. Everyone was singing, dancing. It was a real lovely vibe. Also, just to add, I would absolutely love to go to the Comedy Awards still. So don't take what I said as gospel, anyone listening. But yeah, it was really, really cool. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You're right there. You looked around like you could see a ghost.
Yeah, well, I've got headphones in. I can hear the rain hitting the window.
Oh. So yeah, my category was best TikTok. That was the only TikTok related award. And Unfiltered Life. Was it just Unfiltered Joe? I think it's just Unfiltered Joe. She won that. Love Joe. She's with my agent as well. So that's really cool. But I was praying Joe was going to win because as much as I relax, I was like quite far back in the room. My legs were jelly and I was trying to help my anxiety by having 6 vodkas, which I won't lie, it did sort of help, but then it made my legs go to jelly for a different reason. And I thought, oh, babe, all sorts of going through my mind. I was thinking, if they say my name, I'm just going to have to stand up and say, thanks, everyone. I can't walk to the stage because I'll pass out, but thank you. And I was like, oh, no, how embarrassing would that be if I have to do that, though? And oh, all sorts of drama was going through my head. Because you know that moment when your anxiety is really put on the spot and suddenly you just want to pass out? You get that feeling, don't you?
I hate standing up in front of crowds or even a small group of people. Look at my wedding speech.
Yeah.
I couldn't even read it to you in the front room on my own. That's just us two.
Hard.
And I don't remember giving the speech. I couldn't. I know it's on video, but I couldn't. I don't remember it at all. And I wasn't drunk. I just can't remember it because the anxiety comes over and you're like, can't do this.
But even sitting in my chair waiting for the award to come, I was feeling all a bit funny. Like, oh no. And I thought, Jesus, if they say Chloe Kent, I think I might actually pass out, which I don't really ever do. And I think it's going to happen. So when they was like going through it, I was like, not me, not me, not me. And then the clip they showed was me and fucking Malcolm. I couldn't believe my reborn mum stuff is so controversial. And there I am in a group full of mums. Some of them might know reborn mums or might even do it as a hobby. And there I am ripping the piss.
But that's the thing is no one was like, oh, that's out of order. They know that it's comedy. They know it's not real. And everybody there accepted that 100%. As where, you know, you have, like, we go back to the trolls or the people that are offended. It's like Ricky Gervais says, what I've said isn't offensive. You've chosen to be offended. It's, it, mm-hmm. You know, and he's absolutely right.
But, you know, I was so pleased for Jo. Obviously, I did try and trip her up a little bit when she got up to go and get the award. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, Jo, let me have a little look at your award. And then me and Ryan nearly took a dash for the door, didn't we, with it? But then I saw that it's got her name on it, for fuck's sake. So I thought, well, how do I explain that to my kids? And then I went home and Teddy was still up with Granddad. And he went, did you win, Mum? I was like, no, that bitch Jo did. I'm joking.
Jo was lovely. She was welcoming, smiley, laughing, happy. When she got up to get her award, and we spoke about this. She was dancing down the aisle, and I think, I've not seen her content, so I don't know, but you told me she's full of anxiety as well, and she gets a lot of hate. But you know what? I think that was her defense last night is, I've got to get up there.
Yeah.
I'm anxious. I'm nervous. I'm going to dance. And sometimes you do things that you wouldn't normally do, sorry. And to get through it. And I think that's what she done last night. And fair play to her,
She really, really... Well, she deserved that, of course, but... I think she really needed that. I feel like where there are a lot of trolls, as I say, the more followers you get, the more trolls you get. And Jo's, her following has been really building up. So unfortunately, that means more trolls. And I just think she really needed that little bit of verification, that says, you know what? A lot of people do support you and love you and you're doing really well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it was only... The thing is, these trolls don't like you. They don't like what you're doing, but they still come back and watch you. And for every troll that she's got, she might have 5, 10, 20 people that really like her, 100 people that might like her. And it was all voted for by people that watch you.
Yeah.
So if you've won, you actually got nominated by people that watch you. So to be nominated was amazing. But then to go and win it, it just goes to show that the trolls won't win. They won't win.
She looked wonderful. She was all smiles. She absolutely loved every minute of that, I could tell.
And absolutely,
I just thought, good for you. I'm happy to win next year, guys. If you want to vote for that, that's fine. Either that or I'll just wait and spy. Wait, did I say that properly then?
I don't know what you were trying to say.
I was going to say, I'll just wait and spice up the Comedy Awards. Give me time. Oh dear, babe.
But you were gracious in defeat, and there was no, like I said earlier, there was no bad feeling there last night. You didn't feel like anyone was like, she shouldn't have won that. Everybody was just celebrating everybody. And even when the nominees were being read out and shown on the screen, people were cheering, clapping, laughing at some of the content because it was, some of it really was funny. It was nice to see. It was nice to be a part of for that reason.
Yeah, it really was. And it wasn't a long award ceremony. So again, it wasn't like anything that was like, oh my God, when is this ending? It was good. It was just a great amount of time. I definitely would love to be a part of it again. Because I just think it was just such a positive thing. Like I just come away and I felt like, I felt like I've been to one of them little retreats. Everyone was just so lovely. I'll come away with a boost. You walk past all these women, they're like, lovely dress, Chloe, love your hair. Or, oh, I watched your content. And it was just so lovely to have these little boosts left, right and centre coming at you. And
We got free parking as well.
Oh, we got free parking right beside the building. We didn't get free booze though. I was a bit upset about that. Ryan did help himself to a free egg and cress sandwich. Oh my God,
Absolutely.
And a tuna one. Oh God, his breath sitting next to me was just beautiful.
Wow. Hey, you know when you asked me to drive you next year?
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah, but babe, what you did was the equivalent of like being an actor that has to kiss somebody for the first time. And just before the scene, they go and eat an egg and then a tuna sandwich. What were you thinking?
It was after... And we were about to walk out the door to go home.
Yes, so, but after is when I just wanted to just rip off your suit and kiss you. But no, because you smelt gross.
Oh, yeah, the suit.
Look great in the suit. Ryan was very anxious about picking the right outfit for this.
No, I was not. I was not.
Well, you was, Ryan. It was you were really like, what should I wear?
Well, yeah, and I put something on, you went, no, you've got to buy a suit. I don't own a suit. I've made it to 34 without buying a suit, not wearing a suit.
He put on this grey jacket, which to me looked quite silverish, but it's supposed to be like a really light grey. And he bought it in like 2013. Do you not feel like it was time for a fucking upgrade? That was 10 years ago.
No. No, I don't. I didn't feel like that. But you made me buy a suit anyway.
every time there's an occasion, oh, yep, I've got a jacket for that, not the fucking grey one, for fuck's sake.
How many times have I worn it since I've been with you?
There's a good reason for that, Ryan. Nobody likes you in it.
No, you don't like me in it.
No, I don't like you in it.
Do you know what? I'm still getting told what to wear.
So we went and got him a nice blue suit, and he looked very suave.
I hate suits.
Thank you for talking to me about the Glow Mum Awards. It was really, really lovely, and it was such a positive experience. But I just want to talk about something that has been weighing really heavily on my mind, and it is a little bit of a negative subject, but I will try and push in the positivity on it where I can. But I just feel like this needs to be spoken about. It's that fucking website, Tattle Life. I don't know if you knew what I was going to say that. Do you know I was going to say that?
No, didn't know you were going to go down that road.
It's awful. This Tattle Life website is going to be responsible for taking a life one day. I just have no doubt about it. It is becoming the worst thing I have ever read in my life. And honestly, if there's anyone that's on that fucking website being a part of it, massive shame on you. Because I don't know what you think you're a part of. I don't know if you think you're different from anyone else on there. But it is awful. I mean, I just want to discuss some things that I've read lately. And I know you should, I know you shouldn't read it, because it's like, for me, it's like finding out your ex has cheated and putting yourself through the pain of reading all the messages that he's written to his new bird. Like, no good will come from it. You're going to hurt yourself. But at the same time, you're intrigued. You're like, well, what's being said? So I'll be honest, my page is not that bad. The worst thing that upset me recently on my page is saying that I go to all these events and I get all these freebies, and none of that's true. This Glow Mummy yesterday was the first event we've ever been to, isn't it?
Yeah.
And even then I was like, should I? Should I not? I'm a bit anxious, but we did it. But it's more about the stuff that is on other people's pages. I'm not going to say their name. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, Dan Sprague had this said about him, or somebody, you know, I'm not going to go into names and stuff. But there was one comment about a young TikToker. I think she's in her early 20s, 23, 24. And there was comments about, from women discussing her boobs, particularly saying how saggy they are and how disgusting they look. And there were women saying, I'm 40 and my boobs don't look like that. And then it goes on to her, you know, other things about her. I'm not going to go into it, because I don't want people to be like, oh, I might know who that's about. But they started picking on other features about her. But regardless of that, the first thing that just shocked me was boobs. Why are women going to a forum to talk about another woman's boobs and their shaping? What is wrong with you? Ryan's rolling his eyes.
I just don't get it. We had this discussion today. I just don't get it. And, you know, like I said to you, there's people on social media, especially TikTok, that when I'm scrolling through the videos, you know, I don't go in on there to look for anyone in particular. I just scroll through, you know, and someone's live will come up and I'm like, oh, they're an idiot. Yeah. I don't like them, but I don't then click into the live and then start writing hateful stuff and then think, John, I'm going to go on this. I've never even looked at this Tattle Life, whatever it's called. But I haven't got the energy. I just haven't, I'm not that fussed by people. And why would you do it? Well, I just don't get it. What happened to, like, when Caroline Flack died, this whole be kind movement started? What happened to that? What happened to, you know, women wanting equality with men, but they're still dragging each other down? I just don't understand it. I really don't get it.
And then after the Glow Mummers, I must have been a bit hyped up still, because I couldn't sleep. So when Ryan was asleep, this Tattle Life started coming to my head again. I've really got to really push myself this week and the next week to make sure that I am coming away from it and I'm not reading anything. As much as I know it's there, I just have to know that it's there and not put myself through it. Because I thought, oh no, the Glow Mum Awards, they were live streamed, which I didn't realise. And I suddenly thought, I wonder if anyone's made comments. And people had made comments, pages and pages and pages of comments. And they were all absolutely disgusting. There was people women, again, these are fucking women, and they're discussing what other women wore to the awards. Now, don't get me wrong, we all do that of like the Oscars and the BAFTAs. We all watch what celebrities are wearing.
The Sam Smith one. Yeah, I mean, and you know.
We all have a laugh if something is absolutely crazy and out there, or like we're like, what sort of fashion is this? Like, it's just mad, because you know what it's like. There are some fashion that is just so crazy that mm-hmm. we don't get it. But yep. you know, these are like just your average women going to normal high street places wearing a dress, and the comments calling those people, you know, fat cunts or slobs or this, that, and the other. I just thought like. What you're body shaming? You're not just being horrible about her outfit or that bloke's suit or whatever you're doing. You're completely and utterly you're just body shaming and hating on people. Yeah. And there was comments about people's hairstyles that they chose to have and the shoes that they chose to wear. And it was so upsetting that there are women on this stupid website that are so happy to sit there and bring other people down about such. Trivial bullshit, rather than just go, you know what, even if you see someone's dress and you're like, that dress isn't for me, I wouldn't wear it, but they obviously like it because they're choosing to wear it, you know, good for them. Like, I just don't know why you have to have such a vile opinion. And it was like, oh, that person shouldn't have won, she's a shit mum, she's a shit this, she's I just thought it's gonna send someone over the edge, this website. It's awful. And I just, we're all in this situation at the moment, people on social media, where we're trying not to talk about tattle life because we're trying not to bring more attention to it. Or as soon as you open your mouth, the tattle life wankers run to the website like, oh my God, did you see such and such? I've been talking about us on tattle life. So they've obviously been reading, hi, and then they say hi to whoever the person is because they're retrobates. But I just... It kind of needs to be talked about because, do you know what? We're not just going to be bullied and pushed into a corner and secretly behind the scenes upset where we have to come off social media or we have to go to the doctor and up our anxiety meds because of you bunch of bullies on the website. No, we shouldn't have to be quiet and pretend we don't read it. Loads of people are reading the comments because they know there are stories out there about them and they're worried and you're making them anxious, which is why they rush to this website to see what is being said in case they need to defend themselves. Because you know what? It is human nature to want to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Biting your lip when you feel the need to defend yourself is one of the hardest things a person can do. It's hard because it's just human nature to want to stick up for yourself and say, hang on, that's not true, that's not correct.
Yeah. My best advice for that website is don't go on it, don't read it.
I know.
And if you could block a website and not have access to it, that would be the best thing. And it's like I said to you today when we were talking about it, is what sort of idiot, delinquent goes on the internet and sets up a website just to be horrible to people, just to be nasty and talk shit about them. But the people that are commenting, you know, especially about last night, is maybe if they were there, they would have a different opinion. And I do think that some of it comes down to jealousy, because if they were nominated, if someone messaged them and said, oh, by the way, you've been nominated for this award show, you've been nominated for this category, they may have a very different opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that is it. I'm just saying that's, you know, that may be an issue or a point. But I just, this whole tattle life thing, I don't understand. If you don't like someone, you might have a moan to your mate about them. You know, I've had to work with people in the past that I've not liked, don't get on with. But you know what? I'm there to do a job and you just get on with it.
Yeah.
You're not going out for a pint with them after. You're not going out for dinner. You don't have to go home with them. So you put up with it for a bit and get on with it. But to go on social media where it's then there for thousands, millions of people to read, I just think, why would you bother? Like I said, I couldn't. There's some people I don't like, but I just couldn't be bothered.
It's not banter. And there was a comment on that website that said, Chloe Kemp made an influencer video. So, you know, I bet that's aimed at people. I bet she's a troll then. No, yeah. It's not, because you know what? There's people out there who are like insult comics, like Bianca Del Rio. And I would say that occasionally I very much go over to the line of an insult comic. I've done it with loads of skits with Boris Johnson, Molly May, Jesse Nelson, fucking Sean Paul, Gemma Collins, all sorts of people. But I can guarantee you'll watch a video and there'll be bits that you're like, oh, but nothing's actually nasty. It's all like jokey banter. Like, it's just that insult comic thing.
Your ones with your COVID calls, they could be seen as that.
Yeah, know. And they were around the time. Yeah. I did have people say, oh my God, are you wishing COVID on people? This is disgusting. I was like, no, of course I'm not.
No. You know, the thing is people will take something you've said, and some people will see it for exactly how you meant it, and others will look at it and go, look what she said. That's disgusting. Yeah. No, and that's not how it was.
And you know what? It's like with my Reborn videos. I even have Reborn Mum say to me, this is really funny. Stuff like that, those type of videos, everyone will have a different opinion. So some people have an opinion that they do think is funny, and some people may have the opinion that they think actually is a bit insulting. But you know what? On Tattoo Life, there is no opinion. It's a fact that all of them are nasty and they're bullying. Because you've crossed the line. There's no banter. There's no lightheartedness. You are dragging women for how they look, for how they style their hair, for the clothes that they wear. Do you understand how fucking ridiculous and shallow that is? And do you know what? I would love to see what these women look like. Because obviously they must be fucking Naomi Campbell. I need to see them. They must have the perfect teeth. They must dress eloquently every day. Elegantly, I mean. They must be a perfect size with all the curves in the right places. I'd love to see it, because clearly they need to teach us a thing or two. You know, they really do.
And that's the thing, is no one's perfect. Looks, personality, nobody's perfect. And the sooner these people that are writing on these pages realize that, the better, you know, because it won't ever change if people keep reacting to them as well. And that's the thing, is when people react, these people know they've got you. And then it'll spiral.
And you know what? I just hope that anyone who has a platform that's affected by Tattoo Life, the point of me saying this is speak up. Talk about it when it upsets you. I know that everyone is in this fear of not wanting to talk about it, because then the tattlers seem to get an erection and then they're over there writing like, oh my God, that they're reading what we write. Oh, hi, Chloe Ken. Hi, whoever. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's pathetic. We're not playing games. This isn't a game. This is real life. Yeah, we are reading what you write, because we know there's stuff out there that could affect us. And it's like that need to, as I said, defend yourself. So a lot of people are reading it. If they're not reading it, then great, they're smashing life, and I wish I could be on that level. But if you're human and you're finding yourself too curious, that's fine. Talk about it. Say how wrong this is. Don't feel like that there is this stupid rule where you've got to pretend you don't know what's on there, or you don't want to talk about it because you don't want them to win. This isn't a game. It's vile. Keep speaking up about it, because they should be absolutely ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And I think you got to look at it another way. Is if you were to walk past these people in the street, say an hour ago, they've written on there that you're the world's worst person, you're ugly, you're fat, you know, they body shame you, they mock your mental health, they mock you in whatever capacity. If they would walk past you in the street, I can almost guarantee they'd just walk past you.
Yeah.
And they would not say a word to your face. And I've said this to you in the past. If someone's not got the balls to say it to my face, you know what? Don't care. Say what you want. Say what you want. And I know that's easy for me to sit here and say, and when you're reading comment after comment and pages of comments of people being nasty to you, I can completely understand that it would affect you. Or affect anyone. But it is that case. It is that you've got to rise above them, because they have nothing better to do with their lives.
I mean, The saddest thing is that I can guarantee at least half of the women that have commented on there are on some sort of medication for anxiety or depression, because a lot of us are. I mean, it seems to be such a big thing at the moment. And I just wish that they would think to themselves how these comments might affect them. And it's all well and good then, right? Well, don't fucking read them then. Well, now how about you take responsibility and don't say them? It's not my responsibility to avoid it. It's your responsibility not to be a twat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is I'm sure with some stretch of the law, you can actually be, you know, cautioned or whatever it is for being nasty to someone. If you constantly send someone texts and or emails or whatever, you can, you know, they can come, the police can come to you and say, look, this needs to stop, blah, blah, blah. Why is that not the case here? Why is this not covered by that same law?
It's awful. I mean, I could talk about it all night, but I don't want to drag it on and be negative, but I just hope that, you know, if anyone on Tattle Life or is anyone that is a part of that website is listening, I just really hope they have a think about it. You know, it's just, so what? Your favourite creators aren't your favourite creators anymore, or they suddenly start getting on your tits, or there's somebody on TikTok that you really can't stand. We've got them too, you know, but there's a way to go about it, and it's not coming for people's Achilles heel on the internet. It's just, that's just not right behaviour. It's like, it's too low, and you never know how you're going to affect somebody. And all I know is that I wouldn't want to be the reason why somebody is awake till 3 o'clock in the morning crying. I don't want to be that person.
No, and that's the thing as well, is just because someone is bubbly, they're funny, they're eccentric on their videos, they're out there and they're doing it, that doesn't mean to say that once they press stop on that video, that they're not sitting there going, you know, how am I going to get through the rest of the day? How am I going to get through tomorrow? Am I going to get out of bed tomorrow? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Nobody does. So it goes back to the old saying, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything. And I know that's such, you say that to kids when they come in and say, oh, so-and-so said this to me. All right, well, don't worry about it, you know, because you don't have to listen to it. You walk away from them. And I know that's so easy to say, but just people need to think mental health is such a big deal now. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. No. Just be nice, or don't say it, or don't say it at all. Just keep it to yourself. But
and you know, more following does come more trolls, so Ryan, you better look after me if I'm gonna get more trolls. You better, like Jackie Chan, anyone.
I built a big bridge to all hide under, yeah.
Okay. But we had a lovely night, and it's trying to keep it positive and trying to remember that there are really some great, amazing women out there. And actually, a really decent woman will be more than happy to build up another woman in a heartbeat, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to focus on and keep trying to make people laugh with my own platform. That's what I want to do. I want to make people laugh. I want to be seen, hopefully, one day by somebody who is more than happy to allow me to write comedy for TV. And I just want to concentrate on that. And I really hope that at some point, the nasty pages and the trolls may just, may fade away, but we'll see.
Well, like I said to you the other day, there's a few memories that I've got that even when I'm feeling pretty crappy during a day that I think of and they make me laugh. I just thought of one now and they always make me laugh. And sometimes there could be someone's video, you know, and when someone's having a really crappy time, lots of things go through your mind and they'll go, oh, yeah, that was quite funny. And it can change their whole mindset. Do you know what I mean? So just keep doing what you're doing, Chloe. And anyone who else is out there that's doing, making funny content, you are making someone laugh. Yeah. You are making someone's day better. May only be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it could be all day. But every little helps, you know what I mean?
Even if your content is just simply sitting down and eating your dinner and filming it, that can make someone feel less lonely, you know?
Absolutely.
It's all sorts. Everybody's valuable because everybody likes different things, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I've got the followers I do, they obviously like my content, and some people will see it and scroll past because they don't like it, and that's cool too, you know. But
absolutely,
everyone has a place somewhere.
Exactly. It's like I said earlier, for every person that doesn't like you and wants to be an arsehole to you, there's going to be maybe 100, 1,000 people that are going to be nice to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just keep doing what you're doing.
Keep concentrating on the positives. Anyone listening to this and also having a bit of a hard time with the trolls and has also been guilty of looking when you feel like you shouldn't because of the rules, you know, you're not alone. We're all guilty of having a quick look and then it kind of ruining our day. But remind yourself that, you know, fuck them, basically. They'll be dead one day.
Absolutely. That's the spirit.
Yeah. Well, I say it every time I get upset, I think to myself, they'll be dead one day. It's all right. And so will we. So who cares? Tossers. Anyway, thank you so much, babe, for talking to me about the Glow Mummies and just sharing it with everyone. It really was a wonderful night.
Yeah, it was.
Well done, Joe, in my category that won. I'll beat you next year, bitch. I still don't know if I'll be able to go up. Ryan, we're gonna have to like invite wheelchair Wendy, and I'm gonna have to get in a wheelchair just to be able to go up there because my legs were literally like jelly.
We'll get you there.
It was a lovely night. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And if you're part of the Glow Mama, congratulations to anyone that got the award, for all the finalists, everyone just showing up to give support. It was a really wonderful night, and that's the kind of thing I'm really hoping to be a part of more so in the future. Keep that positivity coming, keep vibing off each other, keep building each other up, ladies.
Absolutely.
And Ryan. I'm Ryan. All right, see you all soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.